Virginie Nakarutimana fled her home in Burundi in 1993 when Tutsi soldiers killed 5 members of her family. For 10 years she lived as a refugee in neighboring Tanzania. But now that Burundi is finally at peace, Virginie, along with hundreds of thousands of Burundi refugees, decided to return home. But she arrived to find she had no home. Her land had been sold without her knowledge.
Ten years later, we decided to come back to our country because we heard there was peace. I'm happy I'm back in my native country. Unfortunately, there's a big problem. I don't have my land.
She is not alone. As thousands of refugees return home to Burundi each week, many are finding themselves embroiled in land disputes. In a country the size of Maryland, where almost everyone depends on land for food and income, it is a problem that could reignite fighting here. Eduardo Garcia, a protection advocacy officer with the Norwegian Refugee Council, explains.
Land issues are probably the main issues in Burundi. Like 90% of judiciary files are land issues. They come back and most of them, they found their land either occupied by someone else or someone else has already sold the land. This country is overpopulated. There's an amazing demographic pressure. It's something like 270 people per square kilometer.
Garcia says humanitarians are worried that the huge numbers of land disputes arising from the influx of returning refugees could threaten Burundi's fragile peace.
Yes, obviously all these displacements, they're a risk for future conflict, and we have to be very, very, very cautious. We have to look the situation, to look into these issues. And obviously it's a big concern for the whole humanitarian community and for the international community present here in Burundi. What we hope is that it's going to be an experience of a post-war and not an experience of war. We don't want to repeat the traumas of war.
But Virginie has already faced violent threats from the man who took her land. He threatened to slash her with a machete if she came near the plot. She says despite all the violence she endured during the war, this is the first time she has felt like killing someone.
I understand that the war is not finished. If I wanted, I could have used force like any other person to grab a house, but I wanted to use the law to get my land peacefully. Even now I feel a spirit of war in myself because all our neighbors are the ones we are fighting for land.
As thousands of refugees continue to come home to Burundi, they are given food supplies and money as an incentive for repatriation. But Virginie says in order to be self-sufficient, she needs her land.